are listening to the Prosperous Pet Business Podcast with pet business coach Kristen Morrison, episode number 141.
Welcome to the Prosperous Pet Business Podcast, where it's all about pet business challenges, real coaching, and real solutions to help you thrive in your pet business and in your life. And now, here's your host, pet business coach Kristen Morrison.
As pet care professionals, your clients trust you to care for their furry family members. Pet Sitters Associates is here to help. For over 20 years, Pet Sitters Associates has provided thousands of members with quality pet care insurance. If you work in the pet care industry, or you want to make your passion for pets into a profession, you can take your career to the next level with flexible coverage options, client connections, and complete freedom in running your business. Learn why Pet Sitters Associates is the perfect fit for you and get a free quote today at PetSitLLC.com. Also, Pet Sitters Associates is offering Prosperous Pet Business Podcast listeners $15 off when you join today by using the discount code PODCAST at checkout. To find out more, go to the podcast show notes page at ProsperousPetBusiness.com/podcast141.
Hi, pet business owners. I hope you are doing great today. Today's topic is a really important one because a lot of you, I know, are running a very busy pet business. And I've heard from a number of you podcast listeners that it's really hard for you to find calm in the midst of a busy pet business. So you may have to go on vacation to find calm or have it on the weekends if you have a manager who can help you manage your business. But for those of you that don't have a vacation coming up soon, and for those of you that are working a lot, maybe even 7 days a week, this episode is for you. So we are going to explore in this podcast episode how you can create a feeling of calm while you're running your pet business, even if it's a very busy business that is causing you a lot of stress and strain currently. So, first of all, this is going to be an exploratory podcast session. You're going to be invited to ask yourself some questions. I'm going to give you time to do that, to answer those questions. And so just knowing that as you're listening, you will be able to really take this in and have it be an interactive experience rather than just something that you listen to and then you go about your day and you forget it. So I really want to encourage you to take this episode as an opportunity to really begin to explore some things in your life and where you might not have calm. So let's talk about this. So the first question is, I really want to encourage you to know your why. So why do you want to create more calm? Is it because you want to get more done each day? Or do you want to feel more relaxed between what you're doing each day? Or is being so stressed out causing you anxiety? I know for a lot of you, it's that third one that is really the clincher and the reason why you'd like to create calm. So think about that. What is your why? Why do you want to create more calm? Just take a moment to do some inner exploration. If you need to pause this to just ruminate for a bit, that's totally fine. When you're ready, we can come back to the next question. So the next question is, what causes you stress? So now I want to encourage you to take a look at what parts of your life or business are the most stressful for you and to ask yourself, why are they stressful? Is there a workaround to make those tasks or part of your day more relaxing and calm? Maybe not, but maybe there is. And if so, I want to encourage you to give yourself some action steps to begin incorporating those calm-inducing steps into your daily life. So again, this might be where you hit the pause button so that you can reflect and really look at your own life and see where this is showing up for you. So what exactly is causing you stress? And as I mentioned, I really want to encourage you to take a look at what specific parts of your life or what specific parts of your business are the most stressful for you and ask yourself, why are they stressful? Is there something that you can do to make those tasks less stressful or those parts of the day less frenetic? Is there a way that you can make those parts of your life or your business more relaxed, more calm? And this is where you can give yourself some action steps to begin incorporating those calm-inducing steps into your daily life. For example, here's an example. So maybe you are somebody who doesn't really have a morning practice. Your morning routine is get up, you kind of jump out of bed, make coffee, eat something quickly, and then run out the door. Or maybe you scroll on your phone. Maybe you pick up your phone first thing in the morning, and maybe you see the news or Facebook, and immediately your stomach is like clenched or your jaw is clenched. It's like, oh. So in that case, you know, the morning part of your day may be very stressful. And there may be a workaround. So maybe you wake up a few minutes early than you usually do, and you begin to put some actions in your day that are actually soothing and that set you up for success. So what might those actions be? It could be journal writing. That's something that I do in the morning, most mornings. It's called Morning Pages. And Julia Cameron wrote a book called The Artist's Way. And in it, she wrote about this morning practice that she basically cultivated and developed for herself and then for her creative students who worked with her or read her book called The Artist's Way, which is basically just writing 3 pages and not editing, not critiquing, just writing. And it's like, you know, the first page is, for me, is usually like taking out the trash. It's like all the mental things I have going on. You know, it might be things that I'm struggling with, things that I'm trying to figure out, a problem I'm trying to solve, things that are challenging for me. That might be the first page. Not always, but sometimes it is. And that's like me taking out the trash, right? I'm releasing something. And then the middle page, the second page, is often more like, well, how can I actually solve these problems? So it's strategic. This is me. It doesn't mean you're going to be like this if you start writing morning pages, but I'm just giving you an example. And then the last page often is my to-do list may arise out of that third page. I usually get ideas and ways of being that are ways that I want to feel, be, and do that day that set me up for success. So that's an example of a morning routine that can really create a level of success from the get-go, right? So if mornings are causing you stress, you can take a look at, like, how can you do that differently? So take a pause if you need to or if you'd like to and just reflect on what causes you stress. What parts of your life or business are stressful for you and why are they stressful? And is there a workaround to make those tasks or part of your day more relaxing, more calm? And there may be ideas that you have or to-do inspirations where you're like, you know what? I really want to create a morning practice for myself. I'm going to put that in my schedule. I'm going to set the alarm and I'm going to wake up. And this is how I'm going to wake up tomorrow, right? Setting yourself up for success. And then next, know your how. So how do you avoid calm? And if you're not sure how to answer that question, another question to ask yourself is, how do you create stress in your life? And this may seem like a really odd question because It may seem that the stress is happening to you and it's out of your control. But the truth is, if you're a business owner and you're self-employed, and even if you're not a business owner, you get to call the shots in your life. If you're a business owner, you get to call the shots in your business. Yes, your clients have a certain amount of say, but ultimately you get to decide what you do and don't do. So remembering that you have the power to stop many of the stressors that are currently happening in your life, that can stop the train wreck of stress from getting you derailed again and again. So for some people, being a victim to stress can be really comfortable and familiar. And that can be one of the reasons why it's so easy to fall into that groove, because stress feels so familiar. But here's the thing, true change can begin to happen when you realize you're the common denominator when it comes to stress. And whether you know it now or not, you get to determine your stress level. You get to determine how busy you are. You get to determine whether you're calm during the day or not. So this is where you get to take your power back. You get to say goodbye to the victim role and yes to being empowered and choosing how to live your life and run your business. You know, a lot of business owners that I work with think, well, my clients need this and that. And it's like, but what do you want? For a lot of business owners, and maybe you too, you know, they started because they wanted to call the shots in their business. And then their clients started requesting things. They said yes, and then it felt like it was too late to then say no. And so the business that they were so excited to start in the beginning, and even the first year or so, became this dreaded business that they really don't enjoy running anymore. But it's because they are not running the type of business that they want to run or the way they want to run it. So I want you to explore how you can run your business in a way that actually works for you. What would that look like? And the thing is, for a lot of business owners, when they begin to get clear, and maybe this will be true for you too, it certainly was true for me, when I began to get clear about how I wanted to run my business, and I began to actually run it in that way, I began to fall in love with my business again. I began to enjoy it more, to really appreciate it. Instead of reacting all the time and having a lot of stress and strain, I actually had a lot of peace and joy. And that may seem like a pipe dream right now, but it really doesn't have to be. But if nothing changes, if what you're doing now isn't working and nothing changes, then likely it's going to keep being a business that you don't love to run, because nothing changes if nothing changes. So it's up to you to actually make a change. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about how can you make a change in your business if you're not liking the way you're living your life or the way you're running your business. How can you begin to make a change to actually step off that old ingrained neural pathway that is just a deep groove, a way of being that no longer serves you? It's like an old coat that may be tattered and torn. You know, maybe you put it on years ago and it was brand new, but now it's a wreck. You know, that may be your business. That coat may be your business, and it may require you taking off that coat and really looking at it from a number of different angles so that you can see what you might be able to do differently in order to create the business or the coat that you want.
As a pet business owner, your day is packed with appointment prep, consultations, and calls with pet parents. You don't have hours to spend on bookkeeping or scheduling. Good news, you can cut that time in half with Pocket Suite. PocketSuite is the all-in-one app for pet professionals, including dog trainers, groomers, pet sitters, dog walkers, and more. We'll handle your day-to-day tasks like scheduling appointments, collecting payments, and following up with clients. It's like having a personal assistant on your phone. It's time to upgrade from your paper planner. Get set up in just a few clicks. Plus, we offer an exclusive white glove service where you get a dedicated account manager to help set up your features and answer questions. Are you ready to put your pet business on autopilot? Download the PocketSuite app today in the App Store or Google Play to see why thousands of pet professionals choose PocketSuite to run their business. In addition to a 30-day free trial, as a Prosperous Pet Business Podcast listener, we are giving you a $50 discount on an annual plan. This means you can focus on providing A-plus service for just $18 a month.
Now that you've explored the why, the what, the how in relation to stress, you may have cleared some of the debris away. And then at that point, you can begin to take some actions that can really get you pointed in the right stress-free direction. So here are some actions, some ideas that you may want to explore. If you are somebody who has a never-ending to-do list, I want to encourage you to take a look at your current to-do list. Go get it if you need to. If you need to pause this while you go get it, that's fine. If it's on your notes section of your phone, pull it up. If it's in a notebook, go find it. If it's in your computer on a Word doc, go get it. You can pause it. I'll be here. I'll be here when you come back. So, now that you have your to-do list, I want you to look at it from the place of this question. What can I take away from my to-do list? And if you're like most business owners, you're probably adding to that to-do list daily or weekly, and maybe you're experiencing some satisfaction from checking things that you've done off your list. But that satisfaction is probably really short-lived because you're likely putting more items on the list every time you look at it than you're taking off. And that can be like rolling a stone up a mountain and having it roll back to you more than it's actually moving up the mountain, right? It can be like, this is never ending. And it's true. If you're constantly adding to that to-do list, it is never ending. So you may have a love-hate relationship with your to-do list. So in terms of the love part, on the one hand, your list may help you create clarity and organization by taking things out of your head and onto a spot where you actually remember them. That part is great. And that part can be really wonderful. But what can be stressful and the hate part of a to-do list is that some part of you knows every time you look at that list, more items are going to be added, right? So if you're not driving, I want you to just take a moment right now to do a short action step. So pull up your to-do list, now that you have it, and look at it clearly and honestly. You're going to be able to pause this in just a moment. For now, I want to tell you what I invite you to do. So put a green X or a green circle around the to-do list items that you absolutely must do yourself. And before you give them an X or a circle, ask yourself, do I enjoy this item? And if you do, it gets a green X or a green circle around it. Okay? That's easy, right? But you need to ask yourself that question. Do I enjoy it? That's going to be important, not just haphazardly putting green circles or green X's around things, right? Next, after you've done that, then I want you to put a red X or a red circle around your to-do list items that you don't enjoy doing or that you can delegate. Usually those are one and the same. The things we don't enjoy are the things we can delegate. It's not always the case, but it usually is. So having to do tasks that we don't enjoy can take twice as long as the tasks that we enjoy. So even if you're on a very tight budget, you may find that delegating certain tasks that you don't enjoy, that's going to free up your time and your energy to actually make more money doing the tasks that you enjoy in your business. So, put the red X or a red circle around the items that you don't enjoy or that you can delegate. And if you need to pause while you do this, go ahead and pause. Now, you have some leftover items likely on your to-do list. And for these leftover items, I want you to ask yourself, do I really need to do this? And if so, put a yellow circle or a yellow X next to the items that you don't need to do this month and move those items to a master to-do list. That becomes the to-do list that is your carry-all for all of the items, but it's not a list that I recommend that you look at every day because you're going to feel overwhelmed, okay, likely when you look at that master to-do list, but it's going to be a way to take the things out of your brain that need to get done, but that don't need to get done right now and perhaps don't even need to get done by you, and to put them on that list that you don't see very often. You know, maybe you pull it out when you have no idea what to do with your day and you need some inspiration. Like, what do I really need to do today? Bless you, Lily. My dog just sneezed. She's in here in my podcast studio recording with me right now, too. So I don't know if you heard her sneeze, but she did. So these items that you put a yellow circle or a yellow X that you don't need to do this month, move those items to a master to-do list. And that list that you have in front of you, not the master to-do list, but the other one, is the one that you can begin delegating tasks from, the items in red, and taking care of the items that you yourself need to do. So before you put this on pause, green are the tasks that you will do for yourself. Red are the tasks that you don't enjoy or you can delegate. And yellow are the tasks that you can let go of or that you can move to your master to-do list. Now, pause this, and I'll be here after you've done this. Okay, so you've let some things go from your to-do list, and you're getting clear on what items you need to delegate. So you're closer to calm than you may think. So next, you want to take some time after this episode to brainstorm about where you may be able to find helpers to help you with the items that you don't enjoy or you know you need to delegate. But for now, know that you're one step closer to making that happen because you're clear on which items need delegation. Now, we're going to switch gears a bit, and I'm going to invite you to think about what your life may be like if it has more calm in it than it currently does. So what would your life be like? What would it feel like? What would it look like? What would an average day look like for you if you had more calm? Would you wake up later than you currently do? Or would you go to bed earlier than you usually do? Who would be part of your daily, weekly, or monthly life if you had more time and energy to spend with the people that you love? What activities would be part of your life if your life were calmer? Would you be taking horseback riding lessons? Would you go to lunch with a friend or a movie in the afternoon? Would the way you eat be healthier than it is currently? Are you eating more because you're stressed out all the time? Would you be exercising more or less? What would it feel like in your body if you had less stress swirling around you? What would your muscles feel like in your arms and in your shoulders? Would your arms and shoulders be more relaxed? Would your stomach be more relaxed? Would your legs be more relaxed? Just notice where you're carrying tension right now. And I want to encourage you to take a deep breath and really breathe into the inside of your body. That may seem strange because it's like, well, of course I'm going to breathe in the inside of my body. But just really imagine it, feel it, take a deep breath and breathe into the inside of your body. Feel your lungs fill and expand. Feel the breath move from your mouth to the very center of you inside. In and out. Deep inhale, deep exhale. As you breathe, bring your awareness from outside of you to the inside of you with your breath. And if you need to close your eyes, and you can close your eyes right now, do that. Give yourself the gift of a couple more deep breaths in and out. Now, think about bringing the parts that reflect calm and an increase of the quality of life into your mind's eye. See and really feel yourself living that reality. Whether it's sleeping in or going to bed early, whether it's sleeping deeply and restfully, or having an abundance of time and energy to spend with those you love, or even quality and connected time with yourself. Imagine yourself connected to nature, even if you live in a big city, taking notice of the trees and flowers that you pass on your walks, or the blue sky or stars above you. Even just taking a few moments each day to take in the beauty of nature, or taking note of the simple things in your life that are going well, can bring a sense of calm to you. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes if you've had them closed. Take another deep breath in and out. Feel the difference that you feel in your body after these last few minutes. How does your body and mind feel after giving yourself the gift of closing your eyes and imagining a better future for yourself? How do you feel inside? Does your mind feel less crackly? Does it feel more calm? Does your body feel more relaxed? Do your shoulders feel a little lower than they were when you started listening a few minutes ago? So my husband has a saying, which I really love, which is this: if you see it, you will believe it and you can create it. And what that means is that if you can see yourself living a new reality in your mind's eye, that will help you start believing that it's actually possible. You don't need to have to know right now exactly how you will create it. Just know that it may be possible to create it. So this will help you believe in this possibility, and then you can be open to how you might begin creating a calmer future for yourself, even if you have a business that is teeming with lots of pets, people, and details. Truly. So take this feeling, this calmer feeling, this more peaceful feeling, and this believing, remembering what you imagined in your mind's eye. Bring that into your day today and notice where, when, and how you can bring calm into your daily life. I wish you a beautiful day or evening wherever you're at in the world, whatever you're doing while you're listening to this. And I wish you calm, peace, relaxation, and the knowledge that you can create that for yourself. It doesn't just happen. You are the creator of calm. Have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye.
Did you know that in addition to coaching pet business owners on this podcast, Kristen Morrison also offers private, one-on-one business and life coaching sessions, as well as group online classes? Kristen's rapid-fire private coaching sessions will help you get the answers to your most important business and life questions. Rapid-fire sessions are 25 or 50 minutes. If you have one or two specific questions or business issues, this is a fast way to get you pointed in the right direction. Kristen also offers Best Year Yet coaching to help you create an empowering roadmap of 10 business or life goals for the next 12 months. You'll learn how to set powerful monthly and weekly action steps to keep you on track to accomplish even your biggest goals. You can start Best Year Yet coaching at any time of the year. The Best Year Yet starter package includes a 2-hour private coaching session with Kristen and goal setting and tracking software to help you stay on top of your goals all year long. Or if you'd like to book a vacation and experience a day of private coaching, you can take your business and life to the next level with an immersive coaching experience when you book a VIP coaching day with Kristen Morrison in either California or Hawaii. When you book a VIP coaching day, you'll receive customized business and life coaching with Kristen as your guide. You'll also learn what you need to find and hire great staff or attract profitable clients or customers, or both. With a VIP coaching day, you'll receive a full day of customized coaching to help you get unstuck in your business and your life, plus a lot more. If you'd like to spend a full day with Kristen and learn how to leap over your roadblocks and create systems and strategies that enable you to work on your business instead of in your business, the VIP coaching day is for you. In addition to private coaching, Kristen teaches live webinars and online workshops. These classes enable you to watch, listen, and learn from wherever you're at in the world. If you're not able to attend the live class date, simply sign up and you'll automatically receive the recording the day after the class. New webinars and workshops are added to the website monthly. The VIP coaching days, private coaching sessions, and monthly group classes give you many options to take your business and life to a new level of growth, satisfaction, and profitability. To find out more, go to prosperouspetbusiness.com/grow. That's prosperouspetbusiness.com/grow. Or go to this episode's show notes page to find out more about Kristen's private coaching and online classes to begin transforming your pet business or personal life right now. To find out more, go to prosperouspetbusiness.com/grow.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperous Pet Business Podcast. It would be great if you would take a moment to write a quick review on iTunes. For any questions, comments, or pet business coaching topics you would like to hear on future podcasts, please visit us at www.prosperouspetbusiness.com or www.sixfigurepetbusinessacademy.com.